Good day to you all. I'm Paige Estrotori, and this is your weekly insurance news wrap from Financial Services Online. This Friday, August 22nd, we begin with a decisive ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, better known as FCA. A man's claim for a substantial car insurance payout of $55,950 was rejected following a disagreement with his ex-wife. The bone of contention emerged after an April accident involving his Toyota Land Cruiser. Even though he was the owner and premium payer, the policyholder, his ex-wife, directed insurer IAG to reject the payout. FCA recognized her interests in the vehicle, backing the insurer's decision, but simultaneously derided the firm for failing to identify the correct payout recipient, granting the man $1,500 for resulting stress. This case highlights the critical need for precise communication when dealing with shared asset insurance policies. Moving on to home insurance, affordability remains a pressing issue. Taking stride in this regard is the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, or APRA. Acknowledging the numerous factors contributing to this complexity, Chair John Lonsdale noted that though there has been some easing off of reinsurance costs, the challenge persists. To counter this, the APRA's plan for the 2025-26 period emphasizes improved access to affordable reinsurance to combat rising costs. Already in progress are consultations with general insurers, with more detailed suggestions expected in the first half of this period. APRA is also creating an insurance industry assessment accounting for climate risks, involving Australia's biggest insurers. This comprehensive plan hopes to not only confront insurance cost challenges, but also account for climate threats. Our attention now turns to the life insurance sector, where the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, urges firms to enhance product offerings and sales protocols. While acknowledging the industry's progress post the Hayne Royal Commission, ASIC emphasizes ongoing concerns and advocated for customer-first strategies. Commissioner Alan Kirkland underscored the need to focus on customer response and complaint data. This advice is backed by a detailed review from 2018 and is in line with future legislation that introduces new advisor classes for APRA-regulated offerings. ASIC stressed on compensations related to compliance and hastened the cancellation process, hinting at potential scrutinies if improvements do not pace well. Rounding off, we've noted recent ASIC findings showing continuous issues in the direct life insurance sales sector. Though the Hayne Royal Commission's stern gaze has urged insurers to transition from sales to compliance, problematic practices related to product design, sales strategies, remuneration, and complaint handling prevail. ASIC warns these might be conflicting consumer interests and urges prompt reform, cautioning about the possibility of investigations. This is Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. For more insurance-related updates and services, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe and informed, Australia. Until next week.